Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach asking the question, if Donald Trump, a week from tomorrow, whispers in David Bellavia's ear that he would like him to run for Congress in the 27th Congressional District, do you think David would do it? Do you think David should do it? And do you think David would do it? And that's what we want to know. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Here are contrasting arguments here from our text line. I believe Mr. Bellavia will rise in military rank and into politics from there, just like Eisenhower, signed Diane. And here's another. For Mr. Bellavia to run for governor would be a poor idea. Think about the downstate voters. They're, first of all, the majority and definitely against the very thing that Mr. Bellavia stands for. Very sad. He would be so perfect for that position. So there you have one side and the other. Let's go to Mary on the phone from Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
I'm just back from vacation.
Oh, well, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah. Sandy, I don't know if this is the same, the right perspective, but I think they're putting too much, I don't know if it's you or whoever decided, Bob McCarthy. I don't think the president would even do something like that, you know, like even suggest something like that.
You mean not at the ceremony?
Right.
Okay.
I think that would be.
It doesn't have to be at the ceremony. It could be any time.
You know, what's his name? Like, you know, Collins might be there or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be a, you know.
No, I think it'll be a time that's convenient to both of them where they might be crossing paths. And I don't know, maybe they'll meet on an airplane hangar or an airplane talking about their kids' golf scores.
But actually, I think what if anything like that would happen, I think the president would probably bring Chris Collins in and they would all discuss it.
Well, Chris Collins, I don't think is going to step down.
But that might be it. Like if the president, you know, would talk to them and just, you know, the three of them together, you know, like the three men in a room.
Well, Collins, of course, was one of the first people in Congress. I think he was the first to support the president. But if the president said to him, look, I need you, saying he's talking to Collins, I need you somewhere else. I'll make you this or I'll make you that. And that would open up that seat, and I'd like to see the Medal of Honor honoree here, David Bellavia, run for that. That's a possibility.
I think what everybody's, there's too much speculation right now. I mean, just let David be honored as he should be, and then if the president is impressed with him, then you know how the president is. He'll call him and, like he did with what's his name there?
He's manna from heaven. He's not only a winner of the highest, most prestigious medal we have. Right. He's also a talk show host, which means that he can converse. He can answer questions. He's good on the stump. In other words, there are some people who have great acclaim, but aren't great speakers, or something else holds them back. But not for David.
He wouldn't be that, you know, well known, you know. But this.
No, but the medal is.
But you know, I'm saying, but by being a talk show host, he has more recognition than some other.
Well, he has probably more well-rounded.
Right.
Simply because you have to talk about everything, and anybody who wants to pull the file is going to hear he has a record of what he sounds like, what he believes in. But I do think being able to talk, and not everybody can do it, right, is a big plus.
But going into, like, say, 2020, I think the president is going to really consider what's going on now, because Collins was the first one to
endorse him.
So I think I think that would be primarily what he would be thinking of. And then if it would be agreeable with Collins and Bellavia, then you know the president would probably get them all together.
Have to broker a deal. That's what the president is good at. Okay, thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. What do you think about what Mary just said there, Tony? Something in your eye?
Something
in the way you move.
Yeah, an eyelash got in my eye. Now I can't see.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way you move.
Yeah, something like, hey, you ought to put that to song.
I think it'd make a good song.
It would be a hit.
I'm going to contact McCartney and tell him I'd like him to make that a song.
He could use a hit,
with his boost, that could be a hit. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Well, what do you think what Mary says that the president, I didn't expect the president would ask him at the ceremony, but assuming there's a nice quiet time where they can both talk, and the president asks him. I think if the president asks you, I think you have to. I really do. And plus, it gives you an out for those Democrats who would say, look, he's just using the medal. No, he's serving his country at the request of his president. What's wrong with that reply?
That's pretty heavy duty.
I think it is, too. Do you think he has to say yes if he's asked?
Yes, 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 yeah. Yes, he
says
does.
Yes more times than the post-prom date I had.
Cue up the scene.
Many years ago. How about you, Buzzy? Does he have to say yes if the president asks?
He doesn't have to say yes, but knowing David, I think David would say yes.
Well,
if the president asked him, I'm sure it wouldn't be like on-the-spot thing. It'd probably be like when I asked, speaking of prom dates, when I asked my prom date, hey, I have to think about it. And then he'll come back and say yes.
That's a good way to never get another prom date, I can tell you that.
That's right.
We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Dan. What do you think is ahead for David Bellavia, and what should he do?
Okay, I'm going to give a couple of historical references, and then I'll give my opinion as to what direction I would go. He's a private citizen who served his country. He can absolutely do whatever he thinks his abilities will allow him to do.
He is in the military, though. He had to re-up, so you got to keep that in mind.
This process, that could be a two-month enlistment, and then he would just go back to his status as a veteran of the armed forces. So we're not privy to that. I believe that he's back in the military for the presentation of the Medal of Honor and for the pomp and circumstance that goes along with receiving the medal. It's tradition. Where he goes from there is the question mark. But I read a lot, and I'm pretty good with my history, and I was in the United States Army. And Ira Hayes, also a Congressional Medal of Honor winner,
sure,
tragically died in a ditch on an Indian reservation, and nobody really cared what he had to say or if he lived or died. And then there was Audie Murphy, and he had a successful entertainment career. And then not so long ago in the political arena to get to Mr. Bellavia, and it was around the time that Dan Quayle was vice president and did his potato thing, there was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner running in the presidential primaries. He had announced his intent to run for president. He was a Democrat, and he had participated in some primaries. And I will say this, my hat's off to him, and I salute him for serving his country. He won his medal in Vietnam, but he had absolutely no substance. He went through the whole process, as any politician has to do, and the people deemed that we have respect and admiration for him because he served his country so honorably, but he lacked the substance to do the same in a governmental.
Oh, sure. It's not the same particular skills that are transferable. However, there are some things that David, I think, has that would be absolutely very, very powerful on the campaign trail. For one thing, he's a pretty knowledgeable guy. He's not an empty suit. He's more than his military record alone. That is a huge part of it, but he's more than that. And I think he has the interest of the political arena. Not everybody has a taste for it. You gotta want to do it. And I think if you listen to him on the air, I think you'll see that it's pretty obvious that he has an interest in it.
I like David Bellavia, and he's a Republican, and I'm a Democrat. And I also happen to think that he's pretty fair, and yes, he is knowledgeable, and he's very entertaining. However, all of that doesn't make him General Eisenhower. I think the few people who have rose to the level of President of the United States, they're different. With the exception,
well, you have a good example there. Eisenhower, you know, in charge of the war. Period. He was a lot better at that than he was as a president. He was kind of, you know, middle of the road, milquetoast kind of president. So you could be you could defeat the Germans and the Nazis and the Japanese and the Italians. But that doesn't make you a good politician. Those are a separate set of skills.
You know what? I think what you just said is absolutely interesting, and I know you're old enough to remember the Eisenhower presidency, and I was younger, so I have to read on some of it.
But we were all younger at the Eisenhower. I took a poll. We were all younger when Eisenhower was president, yes.
The interesting thing about Eisenhower is he was a Republican. Secondly,
had an affair with his Jeep driver.
Well,
that doesn't, you know, not all of us have that opportunity. I have a Jeep, and I don't even have a driver.
After 24 years of Democrats being president, Eisenhower ran as a Republican and won, and I think that some of his contributions are undersold. He actually believed in the two-party system. He could have easily ran as a Democrat and not rocked anybody's boat, and he kind of restored the two-party system.
He set up the interstate highway system that we have.
Yes, and everybody liked Ike. Not to be corny, because and you're a media person.
Yeah, in fact, the I like Ike is one of the great media slogans, and it's one that Richard Nixon couldn't have used.
Well, Nixon had some positive attributes, but the public deemed that he lacked substance when he ran against Kennedy.
Well, he needed a different name. I like Ike is one thing. We all understand it.
I would say this. We owe Eisenhower a great debt.
I've made two attempts to do that joke, and you will not give me a laugh, will you?
You're very, very funny, and I know what you're doing, and you are more than entertaining. I really
thank you.
And I like you. But Eisenhower unified the country. You have to remember that there was McCarthyism. You have to remember that there was segregation. Part of the economy was booming. Part of the economy wasn't booming.
Totally changed from a wartime economy to peacetime. And all of the things that we couldn't get during the war were now suddenly, like cars, for instance. Think about it like that. Now suddenly they're going to be available. So a lot of things changed. Yeah, I think that David has the skills, if he wants to apply them, to do the job in the 27th. I think that he is well-spoken. He will certainly get some deference on the floor as a freshman because of the medal, and he should. It's always mentioned. I mean, think about it now when they talk about people who are make speeches from the floor. If they have any decorations, they're almost always mentioned. Wartime hero, this sort of thing. And David, I think, handles himself very well. I was very impressed with David on the speech stump. I'd only heard him on the radio, you know, having a conversation, but his speech was very good, and that's something you have to look for. Okay, thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. Did you understand, Tony, why?
I couldn't stop laughing. One, I couldn't believe you went there.
Well, what's wrong with that? If you like Ike, you could like Richard.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Richard Nixon, that's his name. Richard Nixon, that's his name.
I think the people who owned my house, by the way, at sometime in the 70s, were Nixon fans, because on the air duct, a couple of the air ducts, I see Nixon bumper stickers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I didn't particularly like Nixon, and was not much into politics at the time. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. This says, I'm a chick and I'm dying laughing after that joke. This guy just doesn't get it.
I think he got it. He didn't want to go there.
Yeah, he didn't want to. He didn't want to jump in the abyss with me.
No, he didn't. Point. He was keeping it above board.
As much as I'd love to see David run for Congress, this is a text. I feel his ethics value is too high for the corruption in Washington. I would like to see him teach moral value and ethics to military recruits. There's a lot of things he could do. First of all, one thing they're always looking for, you know, because I hate to remind you. Well, I don't hate to remind you. I like to remind you. We don't have a draft. So all of the people wearing the uniform chose to wear the uniform. And you always want new people to be wearing the uniform. So I think he'd be a really good example to send out on the speaking stump for recruiting. We always need recruiting. It's always important. If he didn't want to do politics. But he certainly, he says specifically that he wants to do as much as he can for his country. And that's legitimate. That's not jive, okay? So if so, I think you can make an argument that if the president asks you to serve, that you serve. That's a direct question. Would you like to do it? If you'd like to do it, I think he could do it, and I think he'd do a good job. And there's so many things he could do, after all. Let's see. Sandy, the critics will say that President Trump is using the medal, not David. You could be right on that.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Here's another. Sandy, I think he'll be asked to be VA secretary. He does a lot with vets already. That's something. Sure, one of their own. I think you always get groups that trust more of their own than outsiders. You know, David, in a military setting, would be considered one of the military's own. He wouldn't be considered just a politician trying to stir up some support, because he speaks military, he looks military, and who knows? I think he could do a good job stumping for recruitment.
And the fact that he was in the trenches and not out of West Point, I think, would be a huge bonus and plus for the men and women in the service.
All right. Yeah, I think you're right about that, too. All right. We had, yes, it's split on the screen. Most people would like to see it. Some people did not think it was a great idea. All right. Okay. I don't know. Mr. Bellavia, what a beautiful way out of the state, sad state, if he ran for Cuomo. No mo Cuomo, they say. They want Cuomo to get out of there and David to take over. That's a different stage. I mean, New York 27th is an ideal stage to jump into politics. I don't know about governor of New York. What do you think?
I thought about it again, as I said, over the weekend. I think a lot of people would like to see him run against Cuomo. Cuomo not being the most popular guy in New York, and being that he's getting the Medal of Honor may be enough to sway Manhattan.
Well, it's possible. It's possible. Well, you could use I Love David. Okay, I mean, I like Ike. I love David. Richard Nixon's another story. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's beginning to heat up, and one of the questions will be, let's see, a week from tomorrow, David Bellavia will be the recipient of the Medal of Honor. And the question that is posted today by Phil McCarthy, I'm sorry, Robert McCarthy, not Phil, is that if Trump asks him, would Bellavia run for Congress? Well, first of all, he wouldn't ask them during the ceremony. I mean, after the ceremony. I think there would be some separation there. Then the questions on my board here are, people would think that he, not Bellavia, he would be taking advantage of the medal. Bellavia, I'm sure, understands and has said verbally how much in awe of that medal everybody in the world really is. It's something very special. There is nothing higher to anybody who's ever served in the military. So the question is, it says in the article here that it depends who asks him, but he said here on WBEN publicly that he's not interested in running. However, in the article, he says it depends who asks. Well, the person that asks would have to be very high standing, and who's higher standing than Donald Trump? The answer is no one. So should he throw his hat in the ring if he really wants to, or should he not? I'm sure there are other things that are less political, that giving speeches, corporate speeches. I mean, we heard how much money people make on corporate speeches, especially with Hillary and Bill. Remember, Tony, some of those numbers of what they got for one 30-minute speech?
That was ridiculous.
Astronomical. But David might feel that, too, is taking advantage of the medal. I'm not really sure what his thinking is there, but knowing he takes the high road, and that would probably be the high road. Here's a text. Will he or won't he run for Congress? Nobody knows, but I would bet on one thing. He isn't coming back to the radio, and that's a shame. Well, first of all, let me say this. If you ever want to know what's going on at WBEN behind the scenes, the last people you should ask is us, because here's how we find out. Somebody tells us. Not in the company. It's usually outside the company. So we're the last ones to know. If you wanted to know the answer to that, all I know is that they announced that he would take an extended leave of absence from the show. We do know that. We do know he's re-upped. He has to in order to receive the medal. He's re-upped to active status again. So I don't know what that entails, if specific duties or what could he be loaned out for things. We really don't know. And they purposely are not telling us because personnel issues are not discussed among the rest of the personnel. That's all there is to it. Okay? So your guess is as good as mine is what I'm trying to say. All right. If you had to take a guess, Tony, what would your guess be?
Oh, I have no idea. I would guess no. I think he's going to be a very busy person. And then again, as we're talking about, if he decides to run for Congress, forget about it.
Well, if he decides to run for Congress, he wouldn't be on anyway.
Right. Yeah, he couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't be. How about you, Buzzy? If you had to take a guess, would you say that he'll be back or not?
As much as we want David back, I think David has his sights set on either Congress or something to do with the military, helping them out, traveling the country, doing those speeches because he's so good at it.
He is good at it, yeah.
So, I mean, this is, just a pure guess, obviously, but as much as we want him back, we unfortunately probably won't.
All right, so there you have our absolutely uninformed guesses. That's the truth. We never know.
Is he going to have to do push-ups now that he's back in?
I think he should. One-handed push-ups.
Ooh.
That would be, Ilio DiPaolo push-ups.
Yeah, there you go.
With one hand. I'll never forget the time Ilio, I was on 102 at the time, Ilio came in and dropped to the floor and started doing push-ups with one hand. Unbelievable.
That's some strength.
Yeah, I would say. All right, let's go. Let's see. Let's ask a couple of questions first. Do you think that the president will eventually ask David to run for the 27th congressional seat? He might, because he's close with Collins, too. But what he could do is have a conversation, like Mary said. Mary had a good point there. The president could have a conversation with Collins saying, I want you for another post, and appoint him to something else where he's still active in government. Ask him to step aside for David if David wanted to run. That could happen. David can decide, no, I don't want to run at all. I could have more authority and my voice would be heard more if I was an independent voice. Some say he should be appointed to something to do with veterans. That's very good. You know, the timing could not be better to use for good purposes the goodwill of the medal. And I say use, I don't mean abuse, I mean use. It has such great panache that it will get you places that other pursuits would not be able to get you. And with such an awareness of veterans, such an awareness of the military, just got through with the anniversary, 75th anniversary in France when we changed the world. So that's all going on now. There's a real awareness of veterans and military, and what perfect timing for David Bellavia. Plus, he comes across as a sincere guy, and I think that's very important. And we have a lot of people running for political office that don't come across as very sincere at all.
Oh, you mean like Gillibrand?
Oh, Gillibrand. What a waste of breath.
Schumer.
Oh, and those polls, come on. Give me a break. I just saw it. They have four people that are running that would be running against Trump that could beat him by a lot. Then they have like six people that could beat him by a point. They got like 10 people that could easily. I don't buy that for a nanosecond.
One of our listeners sent me a message over the week about concerning the polls, and I said I don't pay attention to them. The only thing that they're out there right now, they're designed to sway voters to vote one way or another.
That's exactly
they're not
right.
Accurate. They're certainly
exactly.
I mean, look
right.
At look. The primaries, even going back to that far when Trump was running, in every state, the polls had Trump losing in a landslide to whatever Republican, whether it was Jeb Bush or whoever, and then Trump won them. And that's at that point, I said, you know what? Polls are garbage. Don't
yeah.
pay attention to them.
And to have them out this early, I think Trump's campaign actually starts. It's either today or tomorrow. It's going to actually start then. So he'll be... he'll be knocking it out of the park with huge crowds at every stop. And the bottom line is I don't believe those polls for a minute. We'll take a break, and then we got a lot of calls to get to, and we'll get to them right after this. Let us go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sen, listen, there's no question that David's going to have a target on his back from the first day he gets in. Not only the Medal of Honor coming out of the Trump administration, they know he's conservative. I would bet dimes to dollars, if you look back through history, any Medal of Honor recipients have not only probably been conservative, but have a great deal of common sense and a great spirit for America and the flag flying. That's a given. And I'm telling you right now, when we have an active other side, like Gillibrand and all the other absolutely ridiculous, illogical people, okay, they're on a daily basis talking smack with no evidence. It's even going to get worse for David that way. So he's always in our prayers. But when you have an act, it's so incredible that they're everyday active to take Trump out when in the long run, it is them and their minions that have broken so many laws and nothing. I don't care about Durham. I don't care about Uber. I don't care about any of that. Nobody's ever been held to account. So David knows when he goes in to the mess of D.C. that they're going to be going after him, Sandy, on a daily basis.
Well, let me ask you this. I understand that a lot of those politicians are not pro-military. I get that. However, would they have enough chutzpah to be anti-Medal of Honor? And especially in this time where veterans and past veterans are so exalted, would they dare come out against a Medal of Honor winner with both guns blazing?
Yeah, absolutely. They're not coming after the Medal of Honor winner. They're coming after the medal itself. They're coming after the winner, and they're going to say it was granted. I, honest to God, that those would. A lot of those people don't, like, of course, Sandy, they're going to say he didn't deserve it. He's a conservative talk show host. I could absolutely see that. You've got a great part of America, the progressive left, that don't talk logic at all. It's a total ideology. It's like their religion. And imagine this, a sitting president is lied about daily when they're the people that have actually broken the laws. Again, I repeat this every day, and nothing has ever happened to them.
Bingo, you got it. Okay, you're giving us a lot to chew on there. Thank you very much, Pete. Let's go to Ella in West Seneca. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I happened to hear this fellow, you know, however you pronounce it, when he was interviewed. And personally, I would like to see him replace Cuomo.
Oh, yeah, other people who have texted us would like to see him replace Cuomo, too. But remember, ideologically, his polar opposite is New York City. So if you're going to run for governor of New York, you got to figure a way to get those votes in New York City. And I don't know if his agenda his philosophy or whatever you want to call it would fly in New York City.
And, Sandy, I think he cares about his country.
Oh, I do, too.
That's the bottom line.
And, you know, it's funny. I don't know when it became unhip to be patriotic or to feel love for your country.
Well,
it used to be there all the time, and then it became square and not hip.
I saw it start to happen, and remind you, I've been here for 95 years. I've seen it happen after World War II, and it started when the women went. You remember Rosie the Riveter and all that.
Beamer dated her, Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, I saw it start to happen then. And it really disturbs me to see our country in the mess that we're in now.
We are. You know, it's funny because we're doing fine money-wise. We're doing fine people-wise. But we're not doing fine in love for country. If you can't love this country at this time, what can you love? Because I travel all over the I've traveled in the last 5 years all over the world. And do not see a better government. And many times when people found out we're Americans, they very much like Donald Trump, for instance, the last couple of years. Very much so.
You know what amuses me? With all these protesters protesting, we must have a darn good country if they all want to come into it.
Well, that's the point. We're building the wall not to keep people in. We're building the wall to keep people that aren't legal out.
Right.
So that ought to tell you something. And all these people who think socialism is a better way to go, it's not, and it doesn't work. And how many times do you have to do it and find out up close and personal that it doesn't work?
Well, Sandy, keep up the good work. We need you.
Well, thank you very much. I am thinking of running for Congress myself.
I
might have to go against Bella Villa in a primary. What do you think?
The other one that impresses is Ken Hamilton.
Oh, Ken's very impressive. We have good people here, no question.
Yeah. Well,
Ken has already served his time. He was a member of the Navy, and he achieved a nice rank in the Navy, and he's a great spokesperson for the military. Thank you, Ella.
Not as high as he would have liked, though.
No, he would have liked to have gone higher,
yeah.
But he couldn't.
No, I couldn't. Couldn't muster it.
No, he just he couldn't do it.
No, tuckered out.
No, I'm telling you, that's too bad because he would have been the next vice president.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the United States.
He sends me a message last night. He said, "Are you awake?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm going to bed soon." Why? What's up? Never heard back from him.
He fell asleep.
He probably did.
You know what I do occasionally? I can fall asleep and have while somebody's talking to me.
Wow.
Yeah. If I decide it's time to go to sleep, I can fall asleep standing up. Yeah. And if I want to go to sleep, all I have to do is tell you, that's it. I'm going to sleep. Shut the eyes. That's it. Done. Over.
I wish I could.
I can. I can't do anything to help you, Tony. What can I do to help you?
I can tell you my
joke about Richard Nixon.
I like that.
You like that joke? Everybody liked it. But Dan. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.